Daniel De Silva, welcome to the Central Coast Mariners. Mate, how do you feel coming to Central Coast Stadium for the first time joining the club?
Yeah, look, it's quality. You know, as soon as I got here, I was very welcomed, very warmly welcomed. You know, all the players are great, all the staff is great, and, you know, I have a very good feeling about this club already in the first week that I've been here.
You've spoken a lot about Paul Okon. What role did he play in getting here? I understand you guys have been speaking for quite some time. Talk to us about your relationship with Paolo and how much of an influence that had.
Yeah, obviously he gave me a lot of opportunities as a young player, going to the Under-20 World Cup and things like that. And, you know, I love the brand of football, what he plays and tries to instill in the players. So, you know, that was a big factor of me deciding to come to this club. You know, I've worked with him in previous times and, you know, I've enjoyed my time there. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the next season working with him again.
You've been back in Australia for months now. You've got your body right. What are your goals going into this A-League season?
Look, just to make sure that the body does last the whole season. And, you know, to play as many games as possible and, you know, give my very best to the club and to the team and, you know, hopefully be able to play a part in helping to lead to the finals and, you know, and get to as close as winning the league, if winning it as possible.
Tom Rogic, Mustafa Amini, we spoke about some of the young, great attacking midfielders that have played here for the Mariners. Talk to us about what attracted you here to the Central Coast.
Yeah, look, like I said, Tom Rogic is probably the best number 10 at the moment for Australia. You know, he's a very great player. But yeah, you know, the way that this club is looking to play and the philosophy that it's trying to instill on the players is one of the biggest reasons why I chose to play here, you know. So I'm looking forward to being able to play that type of football, and, you know, I think we'll be very dangerous this season.
You spent two seasons playing in the Eredivisie, a boyhood dream for any young Australian footballer. Talk to us about your time in Europe.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good learning experience for me. Good to see how European football works and the culture of it all and everything like that. You know, but yeah, it was good to play the games and to play against big teams like Ajax and PSV and things like this. But look, I'm glad. I'm looking forward to being back in Australia, and I'm looking forward to the season that is coming ahead.
Ultimate goal, I assume, would be to get back to Europe, to get back into the Socceroos frame for, you know, the 2018 World Cup, but talk to us about your own personal goals as well.
Yeah, look, obviously the World Cup is any footballer's goal. I think it's the biggest tournament in the world, and, you know, it's any footballer's dream to do that. So, you know, hopefully if I have a good season here, then, you know, I can have an opportunity maybe to be able to show what I can do. But look, yeah, like, we'll just take every game as it comes and every session as it comes, and hopefully if I perform well, then those opportunities will come.
You spoke about Paul Okon and the Central Coast Mariners style of football. You saw a bit of it last night. What is it about that style that attracts you?
Yeah, look, I think the style, what they play is fits me as the type of footballer that I am. You know, I think I can do a job for this team, and, you know, I'll be able to do that, and, you know, I'll be able to hopefully bring some attacking flair to the squad as well, and I think that's important. And, you know, when you get to that final third, being able to finish goals and to make assists and things like that, you know, I think that's what my game is, and hopefully I'll be able to bring those things to the club this season.
You, you've played as a number 10 predominantly. Where do you see yourself fitting in this style of play? Has Paul Okon had any chats to you about that?
Yeah, look, I hope by that I play as a number 10. I think that's my best position and where I can be most effective and most dangerous for the team. But at the end of the day, the coach is what he's planned is what he's planned. And, you know, wherever I am played, or if I'm played, then, you know, I'll just do my best in that role and in that job, and, you know, that's all that you can do as a footballer.
We've got round of 32 FFA Cup not too far away. Surely a goal of yours must be to be on that team sheet once that game comes around.
Yeah, definitely. You know, starting a bit late in the pre-season here, but, yeah, look, for sure, if that's what the staff wants, then that's what I want as well. You know, I'd love to be able to be a part of that game. And, yeah, you know, it'll be a good debut to be able to play against the FA Cup. And, yeah, look, I'm looking forward to it, definitely.
Just lastly, you're here at Central Coast Stadium. You know, you've got a bit of a feel for it. You've been here before. But how excited are you for October to come out here and make your debut for the Mariners in the A-League?
Yeah, for sure. It'll be fantastic. You know, obviously a big game, the first one as well, the derby. So, yeah, look, it'll be quality. You know, it's a good stadium. It's a good pitch. The fans are great as well, from what I've seen when I've played here. So, look, yeah, definitely looking forward to it. And, yeah, that's all I can say really, is that I'm very much looking forward to getting out there and playing the first game.